When we read the historical sections of the Old Testament, it can feel like we are reading a PG-rated drama. Today's story from the first book of Samuel recounts the second time David refused to kill Saul, the king of Israel. Although David spared Saul's life out of respect for his divinely appointed office, he was not fool enough to accept Saul's invitation to join his camp. David became king only after Saul was killed in battle by another enemy. The tale about David and Saul creates the backdrop for today's teaching about love of the enemy from today's gospel according to Luke. This is a continuation of the gospel reading from last week when Jesus is giving the Sermon on the Plain. In the Gospel of Luke, it's called the Sermon on the Plain. In the Gospel according to Matthew, it's called the Sermon on the Mount. And in the first part of the Sermon on the Plain, it is about being reliant and depending on God for everything. But let's get to today's point. In our first reading, David rejected his chance to kill Saul out of respect for who anointed Saul to be king. Jesus asks for more when he says, "Do good to your own enemies and pray for them." This leads into what our current Holy Father, Pope Francis, calls the hard work of building peace. According to Francis, peace among those who have been enemies, be they the perpetrators or the victims, is a patient effort to honor the memory of victims and open the way to a shared hope stronger than the desire for vengeance. All of us have known some form of violence in our life, whether it be within our own families, or within our distant families, or within our family history. An act of violence covers many things, to the point where someone has been mortally wounded, to the point where someone has been emotionally scarred, and the acts can range any number of ways. And I can think of, my own mother's cousin, Deglan, who was killed in Northern Ireland in the height of the 70s, when there was a period known as the Troubles, when there is what was known, a lot of sectarian violence going on between Catholics and Protestants. His young son, Gerard, asks his mother, Maureen, if the man who killed his father will be in heaven. And Maureen told him that if these men were sorry and if asked Jesus to forgive them, that they would be in heaven. Gerard decided that he did not want to go to heaven. Maureen then said to Gerard, "If Jesus forgives these men, he will change them. They will be different people." To this day, Gerard has constantly prayed for these men and has not sought any violence or ill will towards them. As I said earlier, we have all been a witness or even a victim of some violent act. As I said, violence can cover a number of things. One can be violently assaulted by road rage. One can be violently assaulted when trust is broken. One can be violently assaulted when there is a physical or sexual act or even a psychological act done against anyone. And that can cause us to have some very dark feelings. In today's gospel, Jesus challenges us to respond to darkness with light. The challenge is how to resist evil without doing evil in the process. We may think that we have done our duty if we have refrained from doing harm to anyone who has hurt us. Jesus asks us to love our enemies. Revenge and retaliation only lead darkness into further darkness. We can easily be poisoned by hatred. Mercy is stronger and more godlike than vengeance. When we are badly treated by another, it is struggle to overcome feelings of bitterness and revenge. Forgiveness is never easy. We are not asked to forget, and forgetting and forgiveness are two different things. Each day we are to pray for forgiveness. Prayer is the only answer. Anger cannot continue to develop where there is sincere and humble prayer. This again pointing to the main point of the Sermon on the Plain, being reliant on God, God showing us the way, God showing us how to keep our hearts pure of hatred and vengeance.